Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It is Sunday, and we are here to help you to have a good, positive start to the spring season. I know a lot of you have snow cover like I do, but things are going to get warmer. This morning when we started the program, it was 14 degrees at my house in Kennebunk, Maine. Last hour, it jumped to 16. Just checked it out, and it's now 23 degrees. So it's warming up. And you're going to find that with the sun and the length of the day and the lateness of the day, the snow is going to melt. So think positive. And your grass will be green. Your flowers will be coming up. I always plant up against the foundation of my house early blooming bulbs. Things like Scilla, Chionodoxa, and crocuses. And on the south side of my house, where it gets sun all day, they're in bloom right now. Especially where the dryer vents out of the basement into the side of the house. Because that snow that develops always melts with the heat from the dryer. Well, the crocuses are in bloom. They're covered with lint, but they look pretty good, I'll tell you. So if we can help you, give us a call. Again, 855-660-4261. Let's go to the phone lines. Tom, who's up first this hour?
First up, we've got Marion from New York with a question about orchids.
Marion, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help
you
with your orchids?
Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I purchased a Phalaenopsis orchid about 2 weeks ago, and it said to water it with 3 ice cubes once a week and to keep it out of drafts and so forth. But I'm wondering, what kind of fertilizer could I put on it? When could I, you know, how often?
Okay.
And, you know, what is the protocol for something like that?
Okay. First of all, do you know what the growing medium is? Is it bark? Is it moss? Or is it soil?
Let me see. It's not bark. I'll just look at it. It looks... What was the other thing?
Does it look like it's moss, like peat moss?
Yes, it looks like moss.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it's not bark.
Okay.
And it's not soil.
Okay. I love Phalaenopsis. That's the only orchid that I will grow because it is so easy. It doesn't need the amount of care. And the other thing with the Phalaenopsis, when it gets done blooming, mm-hmm. you take care of it like any other houseplant, and it will bloom 1 year later at the exact same time because they force Phalaenopsis to bloom at different times of the year so that they have them for, let's say, Easter or Mother's Day or Valentine's Day or Christmas.
Yes.
Or
mm-hmm.
whatever. So I right now I have 4 of them at my house. They're all in bloom because I bought them 2 weeks ago.
Yes, that's when I bought mine.
And the thing that I like about the Phalaenopsis is they will bloom for a 3-month period.
Oh.
I mean, they just continue to bloom and bloom. And if you can keep them out of drafts, They'll do wonderful. Now, I keep my orchids in a sunny window from September until May. So they're in a south-facing window.
Oh, okay.
From the late fall until the early spring. In May, when the weather gets nice out and I'm able to start to plant the garden, I'll take my orchids and I'll either put them in an east or a west window, or I have a deck behind my house. And it doesn't get any sun on the back of the deck until, I would say, like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Rest of the day is shade.
Mm-hmm. So I have I'll the same take, situation.
I'll take my orchids and I'll put them on my deck during the summer. So from mid-May until September, they stay outside. And what I use for a fertilizer is dynamite.
Dynamite.
And dynamite. Go to your local nursery and tell them you want dynamite. And the reason that I use dynamite is this. We used to own a nursery. And we used a product called NutraCoat, which is dynamite.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that we used it was this. If you look at the package of dynamite, it says will last 9 months. If you look at a package of Osmocote, which is made by Scotts, it says it will last 3 to 4 months. And we always use Osmocote because it was a little bit less money. We figured we got 3 months out of it. Why do I need a 9-month-long fertilizer?
Mm-hmm.
When my college roommate came to visit me at the nursery, and he worked at a greenhouse like me, and he said, why are you using Osmocote? I said, well, it lasts 3 months. And he said, did you read the back of the package? It lasts 3 to 6 months if your temperature is 70 degrees. At 80, cut it in half. And the same thing with the dynamite. So you take Osmocote that lasts 3 to 4 months. When your temperatures hit 80 degrees, instead of being 3 to 4 months, is a month and a half to 2 months. Dynamite is 9 months. That means it's going to last 4.5 months, which is twice as long. And the other thing with the dynamite is you use half the amount compared to Osmocote. And it's a little pellet. You just put a tablespoon in your pot. That's all you need is one tablespoon for your orchid plant. And if you did it spring and fall, that's all you would need to do. Now, I have a son who lives in Florida. And right down the street from him is a big greenhouse range, and the woman raises orchids of all types. Some that you can hang on a tree. Of course, I can't do that in Maine. But she has all kinds of orchids, and she uses this NutriCoat, which is actually dynamite for the homeowner. And she says, I do it twice a year, and I'm all set. And every time I water, the little pellet gets wet. Fertilizer slowly oozes out of it so that the plant is being fed every single time you water. And your orchids will be beautiful.
Oh, thank you so much. The thing is, what was I going to ask you about the fertilizer? Would I do that then now because this is spring?
Yes, you would do it now.
I would do it now.
Yep.
Okay.
And then see what I do when I put the Osmocote down, I take my calendar. So this is March. So I just got these plants 2 weeks ago. There was no food on them. I fed them, and then I took my calendar, and I went April, May, June, July, August, September. September 1st, I wrote, feed orchids.
Okay.
So that way, when I turn my calendar in September, it will tell me to put the dynamite down again.
All right. Now, there is one other question. It's
okay.
In bloom now. Will the flowers fall off after, like, 3 months? Do I take them off? You know, do I take those flowers and throw them away? Or what do you do in a case like that?
They will fall off one at a time. The older flowers will fall. And then, you know, you've got a series of buds. You may have as many as a dozen flowers on a single stem, and the older one will fall, and then the next one will fall, and then when the whole stem is barren, cut it off close to the foliage, take care of it just like a houseplant, and a brand new stem will come out next year during, well, this is March, I would say by the end of January, you'll have a flowering stalk on your orchid plant.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com, like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
Over 20 years ago, Dr. Earth Fertilizer was formulated for the organic gardener. What made it so unique was the full spectrum of green super plant foods known as probiotics. It contains micro and macro organisms to digest and break down the organic matter in your soil and release it to the plant directly. It rebuilds the soil with the microbes needed by plants to thrive. Dr. Earth is the only fertilizer that feeds the plants and rebuilds the soil at the same time. Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Ruth from Mass with a question about hemlock.
Ruth, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. What's happening with your hemlocks?
I have a number of hemlocks on my property, and one of them is a spectacular 20-foot specimen that was beautiful for years. We've lived here about 8 years, and in late January, branches fell from it. Branches became denuded, and right now it's just a skeleton of what it used to be. What could have possibly happened, and can I bring it back?
Well, to me, it sounds like it's an insect called woolly adelgid. Now, do you have other hemlocks on your property?
Yes, we have a number of hemlocks. This is the only one in the backyard.
Okay. What I want you to do is I want you to go out today, and I want you to look on the underside of the branches near the tips of the branches. So the growth that was made last year near the ends of the branches, turn it over. And if you see, looks like little pieces of cotton. That's an insect called woolly adelgid. And its main host is the Canadian hemlock. And what it does is it sucks the energy from the plant. And you don't notice it at first. All of a sudden, you may start to see a few needles that are black. And if you touch them, they feel sticky. And it's the energy that the woolly adelgid is sucking out of the plant. And sometimes it just gets too much, so it spits it out. It falls on the needles below, and it's like pure sugar. And then a black mole called sooty mole will live on that material. But Canadian hemlocks will get this woolly adelgid, and the woolly adelgid starts in the Carolinas and goes into southern Maine, southern New Hampshire, southern Vermont, southern New York State, all through Pennsylvania, and that's its main host. So I would check them all. And your tree that's in really tough shape, if there's any foliage left, okay, what you want to do is this. The the time to apply the insect control is right now. As soon as the snow has melted, and I got a notice on the internet from the state of New Hampshire and the state of Massachusetts that this is the official beginning of the maple sugaring season. So if the maple trees are beginning to send the sap up into the tree to wake it up, then your evergreen trees are doing the same thing. So you go to your local nursery, you buy a product made by Bonide called Tree and Shrub. And it's a systemic product. And what I love about this is you don't have to spray. And if you do it now, it will go to a height of 75 feet in the air on any tree that you put it on. So for your big hemlock that really looks bad, what you do is you measure the circumference of your tree, and I think you use 1 ounce per inch of circumference, and you mix it with water in like a bucket, and you pour it right up against the trunk of the tree. It will absorb it. It will take it up to the top of the tree. And once it gets in the tree, the rain will not wash it off. And all you need is 1 application per year. So start doing it now. If the frost is out where you live, now is the time to take care of woolly adelgid on hemlock trees. And there's no spraying, which is what I love. And if you have a birch tree and it gets the birch leaf miner, the same thing. Pour the product around the trunk of your birch tree. It will send it up and it will kill the birch leaf miner. If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now, and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide. Over 20 years ago, Dr. Earth Fertilizer was formulated for the organic gardener. What made it so unique was the full spectrum of green super plant foods known as probiotics. It contains micro and macro organisms to digest and break down the organic matter in your soil and release it to the plant directly. It rebuilds the soil with the microbes needed by plants to thrive. Dr. Earth is the only fertilizer that feeds your plants and rebuilds the soil at the same time.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Jim from New Hampshire with a question about fertilizer.
Jim, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. What is your question with fertilizer?
Good morning, Paul. I'm getting ready for my fourth season of raised bed vegetable gardening. I made a mistake last year. I bought a bag of manure fertilizer. I think it was a product from Canada. And I spread it through the garden last spring. And then within a week and a half, I had every species of grass and weed that you can imagine growing in my garden. And no matter how many times I went out and dug out the weeds, they came back literally within a week. And it really inhibited my vegetable growth all season. So I almost gave up till the end of the season, but it pretty much ruined my whole gardening season. What can I put on there that will get rid of all those species of invasive weeds and grass without harming the soil for my vegetables and so forth? And I do have some asparagus that still resides in there. And what's the best thing I can do to get rid of that without ruining the whole soil and starting all over again?
Okay, that's a real good question. And for the first time, we have a new product on the market that will take care of it. Have you ever heard of corn gluten?
Yeah, I think you mentioned it on last week's show.
Yeah. Now, corn gluten up until this year came as a pellet type product. And you would put it on your lawn, and when it rained, the pellet broke apart. And it would kill any of the seed in that area. Now there's a Canadian company called Environmental Factor and a company in the United States called Bonide Lawn and Garden, and they have a liquid corn gluten. Now, the difference is, if you use the pellet, and the pellet dissolves, it will do maybe like a 2-inch circle. And if you don't put enough of it, then your control is going to be spotty. With the liquid, you're spraying it over the whole garden. It's going to be very uniform, and it will kill all of the seeds. So what you do is this. You plant your tomatoes, your peppers, your cucumbers, and if they're plants, then you can spray the whole area with the liquid corn gluten, which is called maize, M-A-Z-E. Now, if you're planting seeds like beets or green beans or peas, you need to wait until the seedlings are up 2 inches tall. So any seeded areas, they've got to be 2 inches tall, and then you spray that area between the rows, and then take the garden hose and wash off the product on the foliage of the existing plant. And that way, that product goes right into the ground, and it will kill all of the seeds in your garden that came in that non-composted fertilizer that you had. So if you bought a manure and it was not composted properly or aged long enough, some of the seeds didn't break down because they didn't have enough heat to kill a seed, so they came up like crazy. And with the liquid corn gluten, again, made by either Environmental Factor or Bonide, and it's called maize, you spray it, water it in, forget it, and it will kill the grass seeds as well as the broadleaf weed seeds. And like you, I had a real problem last year. I wasn't feeling as well as I should. Didn't get to spend the amount of time in the garden as I normally did. And in parts of the garden, the weeds took over. And they got so bad, I just gave up on it. And part of my garden, nothing came out because there were so many weeds. So in the spring, I'm going to rototill, get the soil all ready. I'm going to plant, and I'm going to put down this maize liquid corn gluten once everything is up, and that will solve the problem. Anything else we can help you with?
Well, you just answered my second question, is how soon could I apply this corn gluten? But you're saying plant and let the stuff start to come up, and then spray the gluten. And by then, of course, all the dormant seeds from the weeds last year will start to be up too. So I can still wait till the weeds appear and my regular vegetable plants appear, and then spray the stuff on there, and it'll work just as well. Instead of applying the maize before I plant anything at all, like very early spring.
Well, what the recommendation that I read on the label, and talking with the two different companies at the trade show, they said to me, if you put it down in March, it's not going to do a lot of good because you need to have some warmer temperatures. So they said to me, what you do is you plant your garden. And where you are putting established plants, there's not going to be a problem. So you spray it. If you get it on the foliage, it's not a big deal. When you get done, you just take regular water, rinse it off the foliage. Then the weed killer, weed preventer, will soak into the soil and kill the seeds. So what you do in an area where you're planting, let's say, green beans or beets or carrots, radishes, this weed killer does not know that that's good. And crabgrass is bad. It will kill all seeds. So what you'll have to do is plant your beets, radishes, carrots And in the meantime, cultivate with just a regular rake or a cultivator between the rows. When the foliage is up 2 inches, then spray everything, and it will kill all of the weed seeds in the ground. But up until they're 2 inches tall, you need to control it manually. Now, next year, the problem will be a lot less because you've already removed all of the seeds, and your weed problems will be probably 80% less next year than it is this year. So it's not something that you use once and that's the end of it. If you do it that way, then you'll be in good shape.
All right. Well, that's very good advice, and sounds like it's really easy to do. I appreciate that.
Yeah, and I mean, that's what I'm going to do, because I plant my carrots, my beets, radishes, and lettuce all in the same area. And I'm just going to take my grading rake once a week. I'm going to go between the rows, cultivate that soil, and if anything comes up, by cultivating it, it will break the root system. The plant will die. Once the seedlings come up, then I'll put the liquid maize over the whole garden and we'll be in good shape. But where my tomatoes are and squash and peppers and where I'm putting established plants, I can do it a lot earlier. I mean, you can do it the same day so that you can plant your tomatoes, peppers, broccoli, cauliflower, whatever. And when that section of the garden is all planted, spray it. And that will take care of the weeds for the year. Where you're planting by seed, you're going to have to manually keep the weeds under control with a grading rake until the plants are large enough, and then spray, and you'll be all set for the season.
Okay, that's very good. Appreciate that.
I thank you, and good luck with it. And let us know how it works out for you. But I'm really excited about this. It's the first totally organic way to control weeds. And you can do this if you've got a perennial bed with all kinds of perennials or a rose bed. You can spray it in late April. And that will kill any weeds that's in your perennial bed or in your rose bed if you have a shrubbery bed that you've had a problem with weeds. Apply it during April or early May, and it will kill all the seeds in the bed, and that means a lot less weeding for you, and you stay natural, and you stay organic. Thank you. We appreciate the phone call. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Valerie from Pennsylvania with a question about seeds.
Valerie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
In doing some spring startup, I found a pack of seeds that I didn't realize I had, and I don't know what they are. The label says ground cherry, but then it also says husk tomato.
Yes. And
what is it? Is it a fruit? Is it a vegetable?
It's a type of tomato. And do you know what a Japanese lantern is?
No.
You see them in the fall, and it's orange in color, and it's kind of a papery covering on it. But it produces a little tomato that comes with this papery covering, like a Japanese lantern, and you peel off very easily, peel off this papery covering, and when you eat this tomato, it tastes like melon. It tastes just like a cantaloupe or some type of melon, not like a tomato, and it's very, very delicious.
Okay. Do they produce continuously, like I can, like a regular tomato plant that I...
Yep. It grows just like a regular...
Pick three today and come back and pick four tomorrow and...
Yeah, it grows similar to your little cherry tomatoes because it's about that size. The plant will get 4 to 5 feet tall and about 3 feet wide. So you would use a regular tomato cage to hold it together so it doesn't take over the whole garden. And you would start your seeds. You live where?
Eastern Pennsylvania.
Eastern Pennsylvania.
It says so that 30 you can, weeks ahead. So,
okay.
And transplant.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you start them 8 weeks ahead in individual pots, or what you do is start them in like a seed tray and then transplant them to either cell packs or individual 3 or 4 inch pots and then plant them in your garden when the threat of frost is over. They'll do very, very well. But when you taste that fruit, it tastes just like a melon. It's very, very sweet, and it becomes addictive. It's that tasty, and it's something that I never knew what it was. I was at a friend's house. They had two plants in the garden, and she said, "We cannot live without our Huss tomatoes. They're that good." Thank you. We appreciate the phone call. Now, if we can help you, 855-660-4261.
Of all the enjoyment gardening brings, we're guessing that feeding the local bug population is not on the list. To protect your fruits and vegetables in a way that fits your life, try Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It's a ready-to-spray alternative solution using naturally derived non-synthetic active ingredients that can be sprayed up to a day before harvest and is still effective at controlling listed insects. Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
If downy mildew is a problem in your garden, especially on your impatiens, Moderay Agrifos is the answer. This fungicide is designed to control downy mildew, unlike most other fungicides. Moderay Agrifos is a liquid that's mixed with water and used as a spray. Now you can continue to grow beautiful bedding plants without this unsightly disease. Agrifos also controls many root rot diseases in your ornamental shrubs and trees, too. Ask about Agrifos at your local nursery. Products that work from Moderay Lawn and Garden.
Over 20 years ago, Dr. Earth Fertilizer was formulated for the organic gardener. What made it so unique was the full spectrum of green super plant foods known as probiotics. It contains micro and macro organisms to digest and break down the organic matter in your soil and release it to the plant directly. It rebuilds the soil with the microbes needed by plants to thrive. Dr. Earth is the only fertilizer that feeds the plants and rebuilds the soil at the same time. If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Let's go right to the phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Barney from Cape Cod with a question about wood chips.
Barney, how can we help you with your wood chips? How old are they?
They are brand new, fresh. We wonder about using them in pathways, but worry about nitrogen from the adjacent beds. We also worry about bugs that might come along in them or be produced in them. They are bug-free now. They're 36 hours old.
Okay. As long as you don't use it around the foundation of your house or around existing shrubbery, there's no problem at all. I've taken fresh wood chips from branches that we put through a shredder, and like you, used them in a walkway. And what I did was this. As the wood chips begin to break down, it will steal the nitrogen from the ground around it. So you are very, very right with that statement. So what I did is I put down all of my wood chips. It gave me a nice walkway. That way, if it was wet and muddy on top of the wood chips, you stay nice and dry. And all I did is I bought a bag of the cheapest bag of fertilizer I could buy. So I bought a bag of 10-10-10. I put the 10-10-10 in my fertilizer spreader and went down the walkway and put the fertilizer right on top of the wood chips. And as the nitrogen from the fertilizer was released, it supplied the fertilizer to help break down the woody fiber and to start the composting of the wood chips. Once that happened, the insects disappeared because the insects want good wood. They don't want any rotting or decomposing woods to make their home in. And it solved the problem. It was something that my father had always done, and that's what I do. So as long as you don't keep it near the house, because if you do, It stays warmer, and you do have a tendency of maybe attracting termites. But if it's in the woods and you do get a few termites in the walkway, it won't be a big deal. But as again, I just bought the cheapest fertilizer I could buy. Some of the nurseries and garden centers that have broken bags, and everybody does, damaged bags of fertilizer for the lawn or for the garden, will sell them at a reduced price. Could be even be half price. And if you can buy lawn food, a broken bag, at half price, you have a lot more nitrogen than the 10-10-10, and it's going to work that much faster. But just nitrogen over the wood chips, and it does not affect the plants in the area and create a problem down the line. It will speed up the breaking down process, speed up the composting process, and once the composting and the rotting begins, the insects stay away. And once that happens, the nitrogen is no longer needed because the wood has begun to compost, and you're all set. Okay?
Perfect. Then it's okay in my vegetable garden raised path.
You can use it in the path itself, but again, just every night, if you did it twice a year, just get some cheap fertilizer. Sprinkle it like you're putting rock salt on ice right on top of the wood chips, and it will speed up that breaking down process. And within 2 years, you could actually take that wood chip and blend it into your soil because it will now become organic matter and help to retain moisture.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. You have a great week now. Think positive, folks. We are, wait till you see tonight. You got an extra hour of daylight plus the 2 to 3 minute gain. Within 2 weeks, spring will be here. Have a great week, everybody. And Tom, thank you for all your help.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.